business.
This is What's on Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen, and we are taking our microphones to the state fairgrounds in Minot, as the one and only Steve Bakken is joining a team of judges to judge the Food Frenzy contest, which is a project that basically says, you know, get out of the box a little bit on this fair food here, do something unique, do something different, and then judge the best of the best, since folks come to the fair for food, number one. That's the first thing they go to the fair for, so... Steve is really doing us a service by going out there and sampling this food first, and you have to try it all, right, Steve?
Oh, I'm going to try it all. We've got Aaron Beck from the state fair. He's got a chart food frenzy competition. He's going to make sure that we're all.
For some reason, Steve, we're not hearing you real well. Sounds like you're. You maybe have like a tin cup and a string or something like that. It's pretty much the audio quality.
I am up in the state fair office, so it's not the best of signal up here. Is that a little better?
A little bit, but I think you almost be better off on the phone or something. They have the food in front of you right now? Describe the scene for us.
Well, actually, we don't have the food in front of us right now, but we are in the state fair building. We're getting ready to. What we're going to be doing is we're going
to. Now I can hear you. It must have been a different mic we were hearing you from. We can hear you now.
Judging all the different foods, trying out all the different things. I do have Erin Beck with me right now. She's in charge of lining up all of the judges and making sure that we get through all this. And Erin, I want you to describe a little bit to the listeners out there what we're doing. How many foods are we going to be sampling today?
Today we're going to be sampling 10 different new foods that are brand new to the North Dakota State Fair. We're going to go through and sample them all up, judge them, and then hand out the winners.
And a lot of people put a lot of thought into this. You task the vendors to come up with something new every year. 10 of them have. Last year was the first year for the Food Frenzy.
Right. Last year was the first year. So this year we have even more foods to try. I think last year fueled the fire in a lot of vendors, and they've worked all winter long to get their new foods ready for the fair and make them bigger and better than last year's.
Well, my favorite last year, the poutine that won last year, the fries and gravy with the cheese curds, it was awesome. It was absolutely excellent. And he was already working on what's going to do next year. And a lot of the vendors I talked to are like, yeah, we got to come up with something better next year. We're going to come up with something bigger and better for the second year of Food Frenzy.
Right. We have a lot of repeat vendors coming back this year. Three or four of the vendors who participated last year are back again this year, and then we've got the new ones added on there, too. So we're ready to go taste those foods.
So is there some sort of traveling trophy? I know there's a big ribbon that went to the winner last year. Is there a traveling trophy or anything they get their name etched in that goes on to each vendor every year?
There is not. There are just these huge 3-foot ribbons. So make sure when you come out to the fair, you keep your eye out for those ribbons, and then you'll know we've done the groundwork for you to let you know that that's a good food to try.
Well, there's always a good food to try at the state fair, Scott.
Do we have a list of those 10 items that you're going to be sampling so we can know in advance what your gut's going to look like in a couple hours, Steve?
What is the list? What are we looking at?
We've got Dakota Slaw Burger. And then we've got something called pigtails, which is sausage wrapped in a pancake. We've got mini cinnamon rolls covered in bacon. We've got a bacon-wrapped corn dog. We've got beer-battered walleye. We've got a chicken-fried steak sandwich, Parmesan garlic fries, caramel turtle cheesecake, and Norske nuggets. So we've got a lot of stuff to try today.
I don't know if I can pack all that away. I'll have to give it my best effort, Scott.
Norske nuggets. Well, that sounds great.
What is a Norske nugget? Do you have any idea?
It's sauerkraut with mini nestles and little mini polo sausage.
You had me worried for a minute there. I thought I was going to have to eat some lutefisk.
Yeah. By the way, there was an inordinate amount of bacon in all of that description as well. So what's the first stop? What's the first stop, Steve? Where do you go first?
Yeah, where are we going first?
First, we're going to the Weiss Kitchen, and they've actually got two for us to try there. They've got the Dakota Slaw Burger, which is a hamburger with sloppy joe meat and then coleslaw on it, and they've also got the pigtails, which is a sausage wrapped in bacon.
Oh, everything in bacon. You know, our show would be better if we wrapped it in bacon.
And that's called the Weiss Wagon, you said?
Wife's Kitchen.
Wife's Kitchen. Okay, so we know what to look for when we're there. All right,
so. Big purple van.
Big purple van. Okay, and you're heading there now, Steve?
About 5 minutes, we're going to be heading over that way, and I see the ribbons sitting on the table for first, second, and third place, and they are big ribbons. You can't miss them if you come out there up here to State Fair, walk the midway through all the food vendors. You can't miss the ribbons, and I'm sure last year's winner will have their ribbon up as well.
Correct. And they also, all the participants get a big blue and white sign, so you'll know that they participated in the contest as well.
It's another way you can look for the most unique of all these items that Aaron's just described for us. That's pretty cool. Let's, by the way, open up the phones for the entire hour. Steve will be checking in at a number of these places, and we're going to chat with some of the folks about how they came up with these concoctions. Got to top the poutine, right? Last year, who invented fries and gravy? I think it was the Canadians who claimed that, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, they also put vinegar on their fries, so I think that kind of one step forward, one step back.
I think the poutine recipe came from Canada. It's hard to argue with it. Again, it's you're talking about fries, gravy, and cheese. What's not to like? Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Normal or nuts? Fair food. Oh, you heard the list. Is consuming that normal or nuts? I think it's very normal, and it's the number one reason people go to the state fair. We're also talking about Detroit's demise and what the reason is behind that. And it's Friday, so anywhere you want to go. You're welcome to do it on the program we call What's On Your Mind, where we sincerely want to know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Craig in Newtown, you're up on the program.
Hi, good morning. You can Google online and see the crack houses of Detroit, and they're just massive, massive buildings with parking for hundreds. Classic architecture of crack houses. And, fellas, there's no such thing in the world as spiritual universalism. There is something known as scientific universalism.
Hey, Craig?
You guys just,
Craig, I'm really having a tough time hearing you. I don't know if you're – is it that windy in Newtown today, and are you outside or something?
Yeah, I put my back. I am outside. I put my back to the wind. Boston has lots of unions, too, and Boston's smaller than Detroit. Detroit is approximately 90% black. You can see it at city-data.com. For you fellows to deny that, that's anti-reality. And, to tell you, when you guys constantly, you don't so much in the morning, but when you're impugning anybody who's not a Christian, you do it in a kind of girly way, like, oh, let's get on board here. And, you know what? When you guys do that, that's an improper attitude. Listen, tribalism trumps your anti-reality system, and I tell you that truthfully, and that's why religionists are worried about it, and that's why our people have been brought to, we've allowed the country to be totally invaded and taken over, the first society in history, the human history that's done that.
Craig, thanks for the call. I mean, there's a lot to unpack there, Steve, but I will talk about, first of all, the fact that his point that Detroit is overwhelmingly African-American. I think it's 83%. I think he said 87%. I said 83%. I'm not sure that has anything to do with why Detroit's in the position that it's in.
I don't think it does.
Let's not make this racial.
A race issue. You just can't.
Yeah, I mean, I think, by the way, we started by saying unions. And the right to work, the lack of a right to work state were a big reason. I think elected leaders deserve some blame, too, because they didn't make any tough decisions. They didn't stand up to the unions. And there is very little incentive for a public union to say, well, wait a minute here, this company's going to go broke. When you're working for a municipality, they're never going to go broke, right? Until now. So, you know, maybe that changes things considerably. Other than that, I'm not sure there's anything worthy of responding to what you had to say, Craig, but I appreciate you're calling nonetheless. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Len is next. Len is in Minot, the home of the state fair, where Steve's going to be doing that food tour here momentarily. Hi, Len. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the normal squelch here when I go on the air. The Detroit bankruptcy, you know, I'll say this. I'll use the umbrella of corruption. And under that umbrella of corruption is the union problem. The unions vote for the politicians. The politicians give the unions more money. more money is donated to the politicians, and it's a vicious circle. But it's also just overall corruption. You look at the last Detroit mayor, he is now in prison. You know, you look at, I believe it's Minneapolis. It is either Minneapolis or St. Paul, one of the city council members down there. Turns out he's been voting money to one of the garbage incinerating units, and his wife works for that garbage incinerating unit, and it's a democratically controlled city as well. But, you know, you get these people in office and they give their friends and their family sweetheart contracts at the public's expense. So it's, in my opinion, it's corruption, but I do agree it is the unions as well. But I'll put the unions underneath the umbrella of corruption.
Yeah, and a lot of that corruption is Democratic elected officials in Detroit, right? I mean,
oh,
that's
absolutely.
Yeah, and so the elected leaders there certainly play a big role and, you know, kowtowed to a big voting block, and now we have the result. Len, appreciate the call. Ben and Bismarck, Scott and Bismarck waiting to weigh in, and Steve headed for the wife's kitchen. Can hardly wait. Stay tuned.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
We're live at the State Fair in Minot today. Bismarck, where did it come from? State Capitol, Bismarck State Fair, Minot. There we go. And Steve is right now, as we speak, making his way to Wife's Kitchen. That's the folks that have the Dakota Slaw Burger. Two of the choices up for the Food Frenzy Award. Plus, I think it was the bacon-wrapped sausage or sausage-wrapped bacon. Or, yeah, I guess it would be sausage wrapped in bacon. That sounds right. Anyway, how's that sound for great fair food? Let us know. 800 228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We'll talk with the folks from Wife's Kitchen just a bit with Steve here, but in the meantime, let's get back to your calls. Ben, Bismarck, you're next. Welcome.
Oh, hi. I hope you guys are having fun. I wish I was there.
Are you going there at some point, Ben?
I don't think so. I got to work this weekend. But anyways, I don't think it's right to generalize all unions as a whole. Now, I do agree that sometimes the public sector ones may go a little too far. But, you know, I work for the railroad here in Bismarck, and the railroad is exempt from North Dakota's right to work laws, so we're all unionized. But, you know, the economic impact is there. You know, generally the average conductor can make 60 to 100,000, and those guys are out, you know, they're all buying new cars, they buy new boats, new motorcycles, new houses, and I think impact on the economy here, and I never seen that kind of impact on an average job making $10 to $14 an hour. And that's based on my comment.
I think you're right, Ben, to separate out public unions from, public unions versus unions of commercial companies, because we've seen some examples, at least, you know, it didn't come in time for some of the auto companies. But I think as a result of what happened to the auto industry, you had some public companies realizing, look, if our demands become too high, the company's going to go out of business and everyone lose their job, right?
Well, that's another thing. Sometimes they do go too far. Now, the auto workers may have priced up out of a job by retiring at 45, and that probably should have been changed. But also, I think a lot of non-union companies would pay far less than what maybe they should be getting. You know, I think a lot of average workers can't afford to buy new cars either sometimes, unless you're really making a call at the doctor's salary or something, you know, and college is way too expensive for any average person to go about going in debt for years on student loans, you know.
But public unions just keep demanding and getting more, and then nothing new comes in the terms of services they render, right?
That could be going a little too far, because, you know, a public sector is not a business, you know, it's a service that provides the people. You know?
Right, but in the case of in a case like Detroit, where you have a community that went from 2 million to 700,000, obviously you don't need all those people, so you end up with paying three and four workers, only one who's actually still working. And by the way, retirees outnumber active workers 2 to 1. So you got these pensions that are the big time bomb too. So it's just and no negotiating, and elected leaders who say, hey, that's my base, so I'm just going to keep giving it to them and not draw the line and make some tough decisions here, and now you have the result.
Well, that's another thing. You know, politicians, too, I think, siphoned some money off. But, you know, maybe there should be some changes. You know, our railroad retirement system, I think, is a great example, because I might get a pretty good pension to retire, but I also pay double into it. And maybe some of these public sector workers should be paying a tier two into it, so that way the state doesn't have to offset the cost themselves of doing these pensions, you know.
Ben, appreciate the call. Thank you. Scott in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, how are you doing? See, I was just going to mention that, Bobcat, they were unionized here in Bismarck, and then they went non-union, and they're paying the people about half as much, and yet the price of the excavators have went up $2,000 since then, so I don't see how you can lay all this on the overpaid union people and... just doesn't make sense. And I don't know about you, but everybody tries to better themselves, and just because they try to better themselves shouldn't make them out to be bad people. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to give up any of my retirement. I don't think.
No, but let me share an example with you, Scott, that a friend of mine wrote about. He's talked about staying at a small hotel in Dallas that used to have three people behind the registration desk. And some time ago, the hotel put in a kiosk where you put your credit card in and, you know, you get your room key card and a little folder telling you where your room is. And so only one person had to go behind the registration desk to handle people who, you know, hadn't made a reservation in advance, walk-ups or whatever. So if you previously had two fully staffed shifts a day, that means four people per day were no longer needed, right? And because of technology, those jobs aren't coming back. Now, the hotel is more profitable because of technology. It's reduced its workforce by four or so people, right? Public unions don't let that happen. I mean, if that hotel were a city like Detroit, you know, they'd have demanded that every kiosk have an attendant. And, you know, or say at least two people remain on the payroll to change the paper in the room bill printer. You know, the reasonableness goes out of it. They don't evolve. They don't change. And that's what's happened here.
But then it leads to higher unemployment.
Well, it's a change, right? I mean, it's an evolution. So, okay, well, the job is no longer there to stand behind that desk. Where is the job? What am I going to do? Well, how am I going to change? Instead, the public unions are just saying, no, just keep paying us. We know there's less people, but keep paying us. And the elected leaders, and I think they deserve as much blame as the unions, go along with it because that's their voting bloc.
And you realize Michigan is a red state. So I don't know how much emphasis you can put on elected officials. Granted, it's not Detroit, but...
Well, Detroit is. I mean, Detroit's solidly Democratic, you know. Is a right-to-work state a good idea? Do you think Detroit would be bankrupt if Michigan was a right-to-work state?
I don't think it would matter if it was a right-to-work state or not. North Dakota is, and, well, we get a lot more money back from the federal government than we put in, just like Michigan does. But
Scott, appreciate you sharing your thoughts today. Appreciate it very much. And one of a couple of callers that disagrees with Steve and I on this. Okay, Steve, are you at your destination for judge spot number one on the food frenzy?
We are at Wife's Kitchen, and they've got two on the food frenzy, and they've got the head chef.
I'm back to not being able to hear you again. Steve, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, actually.
A little technical issue there on being able to hear you.
Better, Scott?
Now I can hear you, yes.
Scott, actually, we're at the first stop on the food frenzy, Wife's Kitchen, and with us from Wife's Kitchen, who do we have?
Leslie Getzloff.
And Leslie, where are you guys from?
Burlington.
And how'd you come up with your creations? You've got two on there. You got the Dakota Slaw Burger and Pigtails. Tell us what each one of those are.
The Dakota Slaw Burger is French bread with cheese, a quarter-pound hamburger patty, my own special sloppy joe sauce, and coleslaw.
And the Pigtails?
They're breakfast sausage with pancake, maple-flavored pancake batter deep-fried, and we serve them with maple syrup.
Absolutely delicious. I don't suppose you're going to share that secret sauce with us.
No, I'm not. Those are my special sloppy goes.
How long have you been coming to the North Dakota State Fair?
This is our 11th year.
Amazing. Thank you very much for your creation.
You're welcome, and everybody come on out and see the Wife's Kitchen.
It is a good one, too. Definitely one of the highlights, just the first one of many, but I'm sure I'm going to be full here shortly. It was delicious, guys. The slaw burger was absolutely phenomenal.
Deep-fried pancake? Did I just hear that? Those three letters together?
Breakfast sausage. It was almost like a mini corn dog, but with breakfast sausage in it. And...
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, the best news, this is only the first stop for Steve Bakken live from the fair, the Tour de Fair Food, the Food Frenzy. Stay tuned.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Studios of 550 K-Fire, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KCJB, Minot, KLTC, Dickinson, 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken, KTGO. This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know. Pick up the phone and let us know whether fair food is normal or nuts, folks. Steve Bakken is out amongst the fairgoers and day number one, and is doing a food frenzy judging right now to find the best of the best. Two down. And 8 more to go in the way of selections on the menu. Rick and Mandan, let's get to you at 800-228-0550 before we get back to Steve on the fair midway, the food midway. Hey, Rick, go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, sir.
Okay, I had some machinery running in the background. I just had a quick question on how did you decide whether or not you or Scott were going to go to the state fair and the other one was going to make you end up, drooling over the food that he's talking about.
I know, it really is unfair, isn't it, Rick? It was a coin flip, and Steve won.
I just said I'm going. I'm going to go eat.
Okay, so I see who wears the pants around there.
Are you a regular at the state fair, Rick?
I went a couple of years ago with my family, but I haven't been there since. I mean, I work 2 jobs, so it's really hard to get time off.
Even on the weekend, huh?
Even on the weekend. I'm thinking about coming up on Saturday, but I've been kind of listening to you guys to find out what there is to do.
There you go. We're giving you all the tips. And the number one reason people go to the state fair is food. That surprised me. Does it surprise you?
Well, I can see myself going just for the bacon.
Yeah.
Everything wrapped in bacon? Yeah, I can definitely get behind that.
The pigtail. Look for it at the purple wagon known as Wife's Kitchen.
Rick, Kitchen.
Great to hear from you, and thank you for correctly identifying who wears the pants in this relationship. We appreciate that very much.
I think we should wrap the show on bacon. I'm a firm believer of that.
Yeah, so bacon wrapped, what's on your mind today? 701-258-0550. Does it surprise you that food is the number one reason people go to the fair? I thought it was rides. I thought it was the concerts. I thought it was the displays and the slicers and the dicers and the dusters and all those fun things. Where are you at now, Steve?
We are over at last year's champion, Hanson's food cart. He's based out of Bismarck, works at Wells Fargo, does the food tour. I had a chance to interview him last year when he won with poutine. That's the fries and gravy with the cheese curds on it.
And what's this year's selection?
I'm looking on my list, and let's see.
You haven't sampled it yet?
No, we haven't sampled it. We're sitting here waiting. I haven't I'm not sure yet.
All right, let's go back to the phones here while you're waiting. You let us know when you're ready to sample away and chat with the folks there. Ed Bismarck has a comment for you, Steve. Go ahead, Ed. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Steve, I want to text you this, but I don't have your number with me right offhand. But just remember, no diet.
Not this week.
Out the window. you got to get back to it.
Well, I will say this, though. I do have my dogs with me, so I will be out running a little bit. So
you're going to run off that bear food.
Get some exercise. I'm going to take the dogs for a walk.
Good for you. Ed, that's a good advice. No diet at the fair. Throw the diet out the window. Carrie, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Carrie's calling from the capital city today on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, my name's Carrie with a T. I'm sorry. They thought it was by mistake.
No problem.
But I'm just talking about the state fair. We've been going for the past 13 years, the whole 9 days. And food's not the number one reason we go, but I'm sure a lot of people it is.
What's your number one?
Just all the activities that go on. We take in all the activities, anything that's going on, all the way from the 4-H stuff to the kicking all the concerts and all the different things that happen. But it's our little vacation during the summer with our grandkids.
Terry, if you see it all, it takes a full 9 days, doesn't it?
It takes more than 9 days because after we're done, we always find something we missed.
What a neat idea.
So
and I bet the grandkids look forward to it every year probably, huh, Terry?
Every year we wait and wait and all of a sudden it's there. So, but just wanted to put that across.
Where do you stay, Terry?
We have an RV that we stay in, and so we got a nice spot, great neighbors around us, always something happening.
That's perfect. All right, Terry, well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much, and maybe you will motivate somebody to say, you know what, I'm going to do that next year. Not only am I going to go to the fair, I'll go to all the fair, and I'll bring the grandkids. Great idea. Good family fun, for sure. 800-228-0550. Tell us where you're at, Steve. I think he's eating. I think we might actually get him ingesting some of this food at Hanson's Food Cart live on the air. Steve?
Yes, I am here.
All right.
And actually, I have last year's winner with us. Last year's winner of the Food Frenzy with the poutine, which was absolutely amazing. And who do we have today and where are we?
This is Bill Davis. We're on the corner by the Flickertail Beer Gardens. You'll see our stand says cheese curds, funnel cakes, and another stand that's got the French fries and the walleye in it.
Well, Bill, I had an opportunity to talk to you last year. You live in Bismarck. This is kind of your summer passion. It's more of a hobby than anything else. And last year, the first Food Frenzy, you won it. Tell us about your creation last year.
Last year we did cheese curds with fries and a beef gravy called poutine. It's a kind of a local tradition out of Montreal, Canada. And so when we brought it down last year as a new food item because we're already doing the cheese curds, everybody thought, this doesn't look so good. I don't think I want to try that. After they had a bite, they all said, this is awesome.
Absolutely delicious. And Scott, you were right. It has got Canadian origins to it. What are we trying this year?
Well, we're still going to do the poutine, but we're building up the fry business, and we've got lots of different types of fries, garlic fries, chili cheese fries, and you can get walleye in fries. The walleye is a beer battered walleye. It's portion of the fillet and deep fried. It's going to be like a fish and chips, but it's going to be real fancy fish and chips.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm going to go start trying this so I can judge it right now.
Which one is up for the Food Frenzy Award, Steve? Those walleye fries sound pretty good.
Fish and chips right now.
All right.
Although it must be good because some of the KMOT TV people are stealing my food. So I better get going and eat this so I can judge it.
You judge and tell us how it is. I want your full report here after a minute. We'll talk to Ed in Watford City in the booming Bakken. Ed, you're up on What's on Your Mind. How are you doing today?
Good, I am sitting down. There's a big wreck over here today, so I'm listening to you guys at the fair. And the fair is an American thing that's, you know, American red, white, and blue. And please don't tell Obama because he'll probably change something there, you know.
It does feel all American at the fair, though, doesn't it, Ed?
It is. This is America, man. That's all. That's what it's all about. There's it's you know.
What's, really your first memory of being? Do you remember as a kid going to the fair? What do you have a memory that sticks out?
You bet. My birthday runs during the fair. Mom and my aunt used to load us all up, and we could park in there where the KX building is now, and ride the rides. And we didn't have a lot of money, so they'd bring some food with. We'd eat our own food, then they'll go to the livestock and run around on the midway a little bit. And I mean, that's 55 years ago, you know.
So. You know, I grew up in the radio business, and so every year you'd go to the fair and you would, you know, broadcast from the fair and you'd talk to, you know, different vendors there, and the listeners would be able to come by and say hi and register for things. And Chippewa County Fair in Montevideo, Minnesota was the place that I remember. We'd have those speakers there blaring out the radio stations we were broadcasting there. And I still remember the top of the hour news saying Elvis is dead. That would have been 1977, so I'd have been, I don't know.
The Purple People Eater, that was popular, I remember that, because they had a trailer house there in the radio station. KX JB was there, Stacey JB, and she was blaring out in the speakers, you know, so that's been a while.
There you go. So I'd have been 13 years old, and I heard Elvis is dead, and I remember it just gripped the fair by like, holy. And then one time at South Dakota State Fair, I met Johnny Cash. Got to go hang out with Johnny and June Carter Cash. And one of my most embarrassing moments ever, Ed. You ready for this? I brought him a South Dakota made cowboy hat, okay, and presented that to him, and then he wore it on stage, and he came on stage just as I was walking back into the grandstand. So he's on the stage, and I am between the grandstand and the stage in a muddy, muddy racetrack, okay? And he notices me as he comes on stage, and he says, I want to thank my good friend Chuck, called me Chuck, I don't know where that came from, and who just gave me this wonderful cowboy hat from such and such, company in South Dakota. At that very moment, my boot got stuck in the mud. And so as he was pointing to me, I was like kind of balancing on one foot trying to get my boot back on. It was not pretty. It was an ugly moment, kind of a scar.
Exhibitionist.
All right, Ed. Well,
it's all American right there.
It is all American. You mentioned at the beginning of the call something about a wreck, though. Is there an auto accident we ought to know about there?
There's a rollover here about 6 miles east of Watford City. I've been here since 8 o'clock sitting in the middle of the road. Truck rolled over and left both lanes blocked. I can't go nowhere.
Are you kidding?
No.
And there's still that kind of gridlock now?
Yep. Just sitting there. They said it's going to be a while for a good drug off. There's no fatalities, but they got the road shut down.
And you're east of Watford?
Yeah, about five, 6 miles. I can see Watford from here, but I can see the wreck. It's a mile in front of me yet.
All right. Well, you've helped some folks out avoid that area until they get it cleared up. Thanks for the...
Yep. Yeah, have a good day. Thanks.
You bet. Good talking to you. So have you tasted that latest contribution yet, Steve?
That walleye was amazing.
What stands out more, the walleye or the chips? What dominates?
The walleye on a stick.
What's that?
The walleye on a stick. It was absolutely amazing.
Walleye on a stick. I thought you were doing like the fish and chips thing he was describing.
Well, yeah, we tried that, and then the chips that go along with that, and it was delicious. Fresh walleye for breakfast. It's been a while since I've had that.
So is it deep fried then? What do? They take the walleye, stick on a stick, and deep fry it, or what?
Yeah. Beer batter, deep fry it. Of course, everything's better deep fried and beer battered and on a stick. Of course, it's a steak fair.
Wow. So this is the third of 10 selections to come. Is that right?
Yes. We have 10. I think we're going to be here a while today. I'll have the final results for you tomorrow.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Folks, we'll take a quick break, come back with more. We can just hear the pounds going on, Steve. This is What's on Your Mind. More from the North Dakota State Fair coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality, well-signed geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
A cold front, a couple of cold fronts actually have pushed that massive hot air out of a good chunk of the northern plains here. So we're going to be more normal, I guess. The 90s are gone anyway for the rest of the weekend. Right now, Fargo 75, Bismarck 74, Minot 72 at this hour, Tioga 72, Jamestown at 74, Williston 74 degrees as well, and as I look at the temperatures, you know, close to 80 or just above 80 for a good chunk of the region throughout the weekend. 72, by the way, in Dickinson as well at this hour, and heading for about 84 today. But all weekend long looks like either just shy of the 80s or just into the 80s, but Those, you know, hot, humid temps are gone for a few days. Our telephone number, 800-228-0550. Sad to say, it's our final segment for a Friday. Last chance to weigh in, and last chance for you to witness Steve filling his face live from the North Dakota State Fair. Where are you at now?
We are over at Senate Smith's, and I've got Allison with us. Allison, this is a family business. Where are you guys from?
McGregor, Minnesota, about 8 hours away from here.
And how long has your family been doing concessions?
My family has done it for 30 years. We've had the actual City Smiths for about 16, 17 years now.
Tell us what we're going to be sampling today.
They're miniature cinnamon rolls, all made from scratch, no preservatives. And then we came up with a bacon cream cheese frosting to glaze over them. It's delicious. But
I'll let you know in just a few minutes. I'm going to be trying this.
Sounds good. I'm hoping for the best.
One of our many contestants is a food frenzy here today, Scott.
So a bacon glazing? Have her describe that glaze again for me one more time. I didn't get all of that.
Well, I know it's radio, but you could smell it, and it's delicious. But if you can't smell it because you're listening on the radio, how do you describe a bacon glaze for these?
Well, it actually has real bacon in it. So there's little bacon chunks. Otherwise, it's very creamy for the frosting. And with the sugar from the cinnamon rolls and then the salt from the bacon, it's delicious.
Sweet salt? Mmm.
Sign me up. Yes. But where do we find her? Where is the Cinesmith located?
Yeah, where are you guys located at?
At the fairgrounds, right out from the grandstand here.
Can't miss it. It's right in front.
Prime location.
Prime
I love it.
Location.
And are you going to actually taste this, Steve?
I'm getting ready to try it as soon as I quit talking to you and start stuffing my face.
Okay, you eat. I'll talk to Jim and Minot, and then we'll get the full report. Hello, Jim. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Hey, I'm Jim Clifford. I'm the North Dakota State Parade Chairman. We're having a great big parade tomorrow.
Tell us about it.
Well, you know, we have Josh DeMel coming home to be our Grand Marshal.
Actually, we should have Josh on the show tomorrow, or on Monday, if he's still around.
Well, darn right.
I think he's flying back on Sunday, but he probably can talk to him. He can call you.
Well, he is so generous with his time, though, isn't he? I mean, and it seems like every chance he gets, he plugs North Dakota and Minot, and it's really fun to see somebody hit the national stage there and remember their roots, isn't it?
Yeah, he was even on TV the other day and plugged the North Dakota State Fair. So that was really a big honor for us to have him talking about the North Dakota State Parade and the State Fair.
All right, so he'll be the Grand Marshal. That means sort of the grand poobah of the parade and be right up front. Tell us the where, when, why, and how. What else is going on as part of the parade, Jim?
The parade starts at 9:15 at Broadway and Burdick and goes down Burdick to the fairgrounds and goes through the fairgrounds. And it'll last about till about 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the afternoon, because we have over 200 units in.
And do they come from all over North Dakota to be in the State Fair Parade?
They come from all over North Dakota to be in the State Fair Parade. Yes, they do.
What's the mix of floats versus bands? And give us a little sense of the different attractions folks will see.
Well, we don't have a lot of bands. Well, we do have the Minot City Band is going to be in there, and we have a lot of commercial floats and a lot of civic organizations put floats in there, and we have a judging. We have a contest on the floats, so it'll be very exciting. And if they still want to get into the parade, we'll still take entry. So, and all they have to do is get in touch with just coming to the end of the parade, and we'll put them in the parade.
Well, I love that. By the way, can they throw candy, or is that still against the rules?
No, they can. We ask them to hand out candy. Have a walker and hand out candy. But there'll be kids along the route with great big bags full of candy, believe me, when they get done.
That's my favorite part of the parade, just watching the kids' eyes light up to see what kind of candy comes, like, Halloween in the summertime. A lot of fun. Well, Jim, have a blast.
I think it's
have
even better than Halloween. you will have a blast. I'm already having a blast. It's a fun time parade, so make sure you come out and see Josh, and thank you.
Great idea. Take it all in, and thank Josh DeMaul. Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate the call. Steve, where's your next stop? We only have a minute left, but my mouth is already drooling, wondering what you're judging next.
Well, next stop is going to be over at the trolley cart with fresh-cut Parmesan garlic fries. I just
just tried the bacon cinnamon. Oh, my goodness. Bacon glazed cinnamon rolls from the Cindy Smith booth, and it's right in front of the grandstand. You can't miss it. Absolutely amazing.
I almost forgot. You were going to do the taste test for us, so it works?
It works, and it's creamy and smooth, just like Allison described it. And you get that bacon kick and a little bit of bacon bits, so you get some texture to it. It's a winner.
See, I wouldn't put cinnamon rolls and bacon in the same category, but, you know, that's why you go to State Fair. You got to live on the edge there a little bit and take it all in. So you have fun judging. Full report on the big winner Monday, and, of course, lots of other fun to come. Governor Jack Dalrymple among our guests on Monday's program. We've got a busy show Monday, so stay tuned for that as well. Steve, have a great weekend.
Tomorrow.
Folks, God bless you. Have a great, great day. We'll be back Monday on What's on Your Mind.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you, 866-859-2193, or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.